sitting in on Wolfman Jack tonight. Please don't call Plaza 78866 anymore.
Parents, get your kids off the phone. Take that thing out of their hands.
So long, Dan.
With Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, the London Symphony. Of course, it's a song, especially for me.
Now cut that off. Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Mary.
Road of Radio. Joey Reynolds for Wolfman Jack, 9 after 10 on NBC. And we got to go back to the time of Woodstock again.
Well, I came upon the child of God.
Oh, Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young, and Sylvester with the Woodstick. Woodstock, the way it was, ladies and gentlemen. This is Joey Reynolds telling it like it was on WNBC. 12 minutes after 10. Oh, I hate nostalgia. I hate going back. In time. Hi. Are you there? Oh, we have Gary Owens on the phone, who is going to do a station identification for me, I understand. Oh, I got to hang up there? All right. I got to work these things, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. There we go.
Hi.
Gary?
Hello there. Hello, Joey.
Can we have a hi-ya-hi-ya from Los Angeles?
Yes, from Los Angeles.
Good. That's good, Gary. How are things on Laugh-In?
Oh, fantastic. Show's still going out here, you know. Where you been?
I don't know. I understand that it was canceled a year ago in Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but, you know...
I guess they never told me, man.
They're a lot slower here in New York than they
are. Slow. Hey,
really, now, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm lying about that. That's not true. New Yorkers are a lot faster than Californians.
Definitely.
Because those Californians are really, you know, they're farmers.
They live easier out there, though.
Yes, they do.
Definitely.
Wait a minute. You're out there.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm in the Pacific right now.
You're a native, aren't you?
Yes.
Replete with loincloth and spear.
Yes, and I have Jane right beside me.
Oh, and you're loaded for bear.
She's lovely.
Well, boy, let's have a station identification.
Okay, is it time?
Yes, it's time. I'll point to you.
Okay, cue me.
No, I'll just point.
All right. This is Radio 66, WNBC, New York.
Point. Never mind that. How about my name?
Oh, it's Joey Reynolds, of course.
Too bad for a Dago from Buffalo.
I want to be loved by you. to hear that one again. It's called Spiders and Snakes.
Who could ever forget that title?
It's 10:17 now. Sounds like the staff here. WNBC.
WNBC Energy Alert. Now, another in a continuing series of energy-saving tips to help you in today's energy shortage.
I don't believe this one, but they say don't open doors unnecessarily. Warm air escapes easily on a cold day. Don't open doors necessarily, unnecessarily. Do not unnecessarily open... Do you, is it all right to use an occasional chair frequently?
You can buy yourself a big sports car, but...
Put our feet on the ground.
Oh, Gargo! You got rotten breath, you know what I mean? Your breath is like I look.
This is WNBC, the station without a gas storage. Oh, you want to get close up to rock and roll? Put your ear up to your 66, and we'll fill her up. Now, take that radio, hold it in your arms, and this is Joel. Turn me on.
That's the cream in the white room. Now, here's the guy in the newsroom.
Well, hate to be a bummer, but you know, sometimes living in the city can get you down a little bit. Yesterday, one of NBC's longtime editors, who's traveled from home to work by subway for more than 20 years without a hitch, was mugged and robbed by two men in a lonely subway car just as he was about to get off in Midtown Manhattan. And tonight, on her way to a meeting of women journalists, my lady, Marianne, had her purse snatched, and there went our grocery money for the week, and Marianne's driver's license. But the lowest, crummiest, dirty deal of the day happened in Midtown Manhattan when two bandits held up the rectory of St. Agnes Church on 43rd Street. Father Shelley told Morrison Cruz what happened.
Two men came in, and they said that they were looking to get a mass card. And then once they got in, the secretary who was at the desk began to take care of them, and two of them, one of them began to pull a knife, and the other one had a gun, and they followed the knife, got behind her, and followed the guns in front of her, and they took what money was there, and we think it was around $25 or $30.
The bandits then disappeared into the crowds near Grand Central Station. The receptionist at St. Agnes was not hurt. Of course, there's another kind of ripoff, an alleged one. A former welfare supervisor pleaded innocent in Manhattan Supreme Court today to charges of operating a phony relief check scheme that reportedly netted him at least $189,000. Dwight Wilson allegedly swindled the money intended for welfare recipients over a three-year period. And Fred Richmond says there's another kind of ripoff, a $422 million ripoff of New Yorkers. Richmond is a city councilman from Brooklyn. He blasted Con Edison for its latest rate increase request. The Public Service Commission hearing examiner is listening to arguments on both sides of the big coin. Con Edison says it's nearly bankrupt. Richmond and other public officials say the increase of 22% would cause economic havoc. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court is moving into two more sensitive areas which could affect thousands of prisoners in jails and penitentiaries across the country. The High Court has agreed to decide whether poor defendants who are convicted at their first trial must be given free legal counsel to appeal their conviction to the highest state and federal courts. And in another area, the Supreme Court has agreed to determine whether federal narcotics offenders who were sentenced to prison terms before 1971 are now eligible for parole under the present drug control laws. Some were sentenced to years in prison, but under the new laws, they could have gotten a light sentence or even only probation.
One day a friend took me aside, said I have to leave ya. Buying something from a friend that they have done wrong. Bob said in the name of a man that they you'll have to leave ya.
That's a prison song by Graham Nash from his new album on WNBC with Joey. 10:30.
Holy. Brad Fox! Like a Man, 1973. Walk Like a Man, 1966. Except if you're a lady.
In the nation, in New York likewise, as we lead the nation with Jim Croce's Time in a Bottle. Too bad he had to die to have two at once.
If I could say time in a bottle,
get it together if I used Elmer's glue. On the Joey Reynolds rap line now, we have the very first president of Joey Reynolds Fan Club right here. You know, this is Dean Martin. I don't drink anymore. I don't drink any less. That's the kind of material we used to do in those days. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, you're not the first girl that was a president of my fan club.
I'm not a girl.
Oh, Nate, hold on then.
I got the wrong line. Hello there.
Hello, Joey.
Now, you ain't a girl either. Hold on. Are you a girl?
No, I'm not.
Are you bigger than a bread box?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing after I get off? Hold on. All right, let's get to the next one. Hiya.
Hi.
Is this her?
Yeah, this is me.
You know who this is, ladies and gentlemen? This is Marcia Fox. She's the very first president of my fan club. Weren't you, Marcia?
Uh-huh.
And where do we used to have our meetings?
In a phone booth.
Thanks a lot, Big Mouth. Hey, Marcia's husband is on radio. He's on WCBS-FM. He's a very, very good disc jockey. His name is Bill Winter.
Wait a minute. He's on right at this very minute, too.
That's all right. I don't care when he's on. I beat him anytime. Listen, you've joined my fan club first, and then you went ahead and married him.
Well.
Joined his fan club. Well, I'll bet you don't want to divorce mine. No, I remember I worked up to, Diane Cannon. She said to me, you know, my husband never really liked you. This is after Cary Grant gave her the divorce. And I says, he never liked you either. That's not the way the story went. I had to change it around for Hollywood. Marcia!
Huh?
Save me, Marcia.
Huh?
Save me like you used to do when I had a record called Rats in My Room. Remember I used to sing that?
Mm-hmm.
Rats in my room, I am bothered by those rats in my room. And that record we released in Buffalo and in Hartford, Connecticut, and all over the East Coast, and they would never play it on New York radio. That's when they had the good guy sweatshirts. Remember WMCA when they were the good guys?
Mm-hmm.
They would never play my Rats in My Room record because at that time they were having a rat problem in New York City. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew it.
And I went to work for WMCA. I was on the air there for 1 hour. And I walked off. But this is an all-time record for me, isn't it, Marsh?
What, 1 hour?
No. I'm at WNBC.
Oh, yes.
I guess this is probably... Is this the biggest station I've been at?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Most of the guys are overweight over here. No, actually, they're very, very tiny. We got our help from Benihana. This station really cooks at your table. You're getting all the bad lines tonight, folks. Joey Reynolds on the radio with my very first fan club president, Marcia. Do you have anything to say after all these years? How many years has it been, Marcia?
You want to know?
Yes.
Well...
After 12 years, you have children now, don't you?
Yes.
How many?
Two.
How old are they?
5 and 2.
And Marcia, after 12 years, after 5 and 2, after Bill, who's on opposite me, Marcia, living in suburban Stamford, Connecticut, is that where you are?
Yeah.
After all this, Marcia, how do you feel about Joey Reynolds now?
I love you.
Shuffle off to Buffalo. I love my wife, but oh, you can't. Oh, I love this. You're making a Broadway musical out of it. That's going to be a number one record for Diane Ross, as I mentioned earlier in the show. It's a sleeper. It's what we call a sleeper, friends. Rex Reed gives it 2 stars and a cusp. It's 11 before 11 now. This is Joey Reynolds on WNBC. It's 66 in New York.
Hi. Oh, I've been looking for you for years, dear. You understand what I mean? You got that long, dark hair hanging down your back. And with that chain around your neck. Is that you?
Hello.
Let's do your Wolfman. This is Wolfman Jack, and let me tell you about Todd Rundgren. Now, he is a man. He is the main man who produced the current LPs for Grand Funk and our own New York Dolls. I'm sure you heard Hello, It's Me. That comes from an album called Something, Anything, which happens to include a tune about little old me. Play the Wolfman Jack song here.
Why we paid him $1,500 to do my show in Philadelphia, and the people thought I was doing a voice. Anyway, I love it. His latest album is called... That's Todd Rundgren I'm talking about now. His latest album is called A Wizard, A True Star. And it's music for you freaks. You music freaks. Find this album around. Better get off that stuff. Todd Rundgren, Something, Anything. A specially priced 2-record set and A Wizard, A True Star. A very special 1-record set. And Joey Reynolds has a half a record set from Bearsville Records and Tapes. Todd Rundgren's albums are available at all King Carol record stores. $4.69.
The Hotech, a fleeting superstar visible in the evening sky slightly south of west, begins its farewell journey into infinity. There's another superstar right here in New York City, shining more brightly each day. Superstar Radio 66, WNBC.
I don't know about things like that, because I was only a half moon.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Don't you worry, don't worry, no, don't worry, mama. Because I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see.
Really, you're a boozer, you're a snoozer, you're a cruiser, you're a loser.
Yeah, and you're a doozer.
That's a wonderful little song that I forget the name of all the time. It doesn't matter. It's 11. No, I mean 6 before 11. That's it. Now I got it. It comes to my head. That's like that commercial they used to do with the comb. You know, the kid used to run his finger across it. Hey, listen, don't just sit there picking your college. Now, listen, just because it's close, pick the college that offers you the course of study, facilities of instructors that you're interested in.
Now, what I'm getting at is this.
Yo, Wolfman, baby.
If you are really interested in getting into this business and saving it from people like me, if you really want to come into an industry that's growing and going, AM and FM, this is it. This is broadcasting. And believe me, the place to go to learn broadcasting in this area, and I had experience there because I learned at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting by teaching. So after you learn and you graduate and you get a job at NBC Radio, then you can go back to teach. So you can learn how to really do it right. Connecticut School of Broadcasting is a place where they will offer you, for a good sum of money on their part, no, seriously, for a very, very interesting... the reason I'm so high on this school is because Syracuse University charges about twice as much, if you want to know the truth. I'm liable now to get in trouble. But the Connecticut School of Broadcasting is a very, very practical education in the broadcasting field. They do not teach you to read the WOR Announcer's Guide. They do not show you how to do commercials like Mason Adams, who does this laugh. You know, the Connecticut School of Broadcasting has the works in a drawer. Now, you'll learn all the ins and the outs of the radio and TV business from doing and cueing, like cueing your own records. You know, they'll teach you how to put it on a turntable and take it back and forth. The Connecticut School of Broadcasting, you'll learn all the ins and outs of radio TV. You'll learn just how to read news properly, how to rip news and read it properly. Yes, you will learn all of the modern studies, friends. When you drive a few miles, would you drive a few miles to change your life is the question here.
I thought we all of a sudden got into an auto wrap.
Now listen, call the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. They're located in Stratford at 203-378-5155. You feel all of a sudden you're selling broadcasting and then you got to start peddling tires. Call the Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Stratford, 203-378-5155, and you'll get the lowdown on all the lowdowns. The Connecticut School of Broadcasting, friends, if you want to get into broadcasting, the business that is rated the lowest, the worst, then give them a call. It's very glamorous, though. You get to play a lot of records and markets. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Stratford is an affiliate of Hartford's Connecticut School of Broadcasting, and it's Dickie Robinson approved. Wolfman Jack tonight. I'd do anything. Wolfman Jack make possible Jolly Reynolds' career. For Wolfman Jack, I will take and kill his roaches for him.
The only roaches he has are his tweezers.
While you're ahead. Classical gas. Today, technical is a classical gas.
Mobile and Sinopa. Whatever happened to Tony the Pig?
WNBC happened to New York.
And
NBC Radio News. This is Ann Taylor reporting. William Simon, head of the Federal Energy Office, is asking 26 oil companies to help out the independent distributor.
Information. Contact any Social Security office. The Social Security Administration is an agency of the U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare.
They're known as staples. There they are. Staples, man. Going right back to the basics. Going down where everybody plays. All right. Doesn't matter if they let you go, as long as they take you back. Because the best part of breaking up is when you're making up. I want you. Will you take me? Take me back to where I began. Take me to the basics. Take me to Dunkirk, New York, where they make the Taylor wines. Cracklin' Rosie.
Cracklin' Rosie, get on board.
Neil Diamond. And that's when he was making records. That's when he was doing his thing, you know. And now Neil Diamond, of course, has Jonathan Livingston seagull drippings all over his latest album. It's 11 after 11. Joey Reynolds on the radio tonight. And we're here on WNBC, the Wolfman Jack Show. And we're going to give you a little sample of the Four Seasons. In a little while, we recorded my theme song. We've been getting a lot of call for that. Well, tomorrow morning, Don Imus is going to be on the air. He's never heard me on the air, and I never heard him on the air. Isn't that interesting that we've been in the business this long, and he's been in New York City, and I've been in Los Angeles, and I did his show on Saturday morning, and I never heard him, and he never heard me. We never heard each other. Maybe it's just as well. But Don Imus will be on tomorrow morning again, of course, to wake you up, all you lovely New Yorkers. You deserve him. You deserve him. Oh, I remember leaving this town. I starved in this town. Oh, do you people are going to get punished? Oh!
WNBC Energy Alert.
Now,
another in a continuing series of energy-saving tips to help you in today's energy shortage.
I'm going to go to Central Park and get hugged, bugged, and mugged and go through this front. Here we go. The energy alert is says here, save your energy, you have no job tomorrow. Signed, the manager. Oh, all right. I'll save my energy. You got to save his, too. Because we're unionizing. Trees and shrubs are planted near your house. They break the force of the wind. As a result, your house remains warmer with less effort from your heating systems and lower energy requirements, you know.
Hi. Oh, I've been looking for you for years, dear. You understand what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You got that long, dark hair.
Don't tell your wife about it, though.
And with that chain around your neck. Ah, is that you?
Uh-huh. Hello, it's me.
Oh, God, another couple of those. Let me tell you about Todd Rundgren. Let me tell you all I know. He was with a group called Naz. Todd Rundgren produces the Grand Funk, produces the New York Dolls. And I'm sure you've heard, Hello, It's Me. That comes from an album called Something Anything, which happens to include a tune about Wolfman Jack. Oh, I love it. I love it. Todd's latest album is called A Wizard, A True Star, and it's music for the free-flying soul. Todd Rundgren, Something, Anything, specially priced two-record set. A Wizard, A True Star, it's a very special one-record set from Bearsville Records and Tape. And Todd Rundgren's albums are available at all King Carol record stores for $69. 11:13 in Manhattan. That's when I was a greaser. I was wearing my peg pants, my snapjack shoes, yeah, man. My slick back, wampish hair.
Man,
got a new version of it. It's 11:15, and we've been recycled. So has Yamaha. Ha, ha, ha. Joey is on the radio for Wolfman tonight. Soulful of Yours on a Monday Monday, and we got the song by Percy Sledge and the Hammers. When a man love a woman, two can live as cheap as one.
When a man loves a woman,
but not as long.
Can't keep his mind on nothing else.
Overseeing one of New York's most impetuous school districts. Well, there was a very sad, pathetic explosion of anger and disappointment and frustration all over New York City today. Police say tempers flared and even a few fistfights broke out as more than 200,000 New Yorkers were turned away after standing in freezing temperatures and long lines for the monthly Social Security checks. Federal marshals tried to keep order as thousands of old folks or disabled poor jammed the city's Social Security offices. They were trying to get their monthly relief checks, but now there's a new system. The disabled, the aged, and the blind recipients are being transferred over to federal registers, but it'll take more time to get the paperwork in order. So many, in fact most, are either not getting their January checks or are getting the wrong and usually a smaller amount, and as a result, many of the blind, disabled, and old cannot afford even this month's rent or food bills. Many of the elderly, in desperate need of cash, demanded money on the spot, but hardly any got any. They were turned away.
I get older, losing my head, many years from now. Will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. Till quarter to three, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still see me when I'm 64?
Is from that album by the Beatles. It's Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album, and I love my favorite cut is my favorite cut is on that album by the Beatles. That's my favorite cut is on that album. It's called a hem. It's a haw. It's he hem. It's my favorite. I'm tired of the news department picking the music. That's really stupid. That Sam Hall picks all the music for the newscast because he's clever. And, see, and I'm supposed to take credit for that. I would, but that wasn't clever. That was dumb, that last one you did. And I'm tired. Pretty soon you'll be going out doing news hops, taking all the stuff away from the boss jocks. Keep your hands off the jocks.
All you guys at Yale, you thought you were jocks. I got four tables.
One of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case. Everybody knows that smoking ain't allowed in school.
Oh, yeah, smoking to the boys who turn on the John.
66,
Joey Reynolds on the two-way radio, the Joey Reynolds rap line. Hi, Hyatt.
How you doing?
Now, what is your name?
My name is George Fowler.
Where are you from, George?
Brooklyn, New York.
And how old are you?
I am 24.
And you asked me how old am I?
Yeah, you said you're 29.
Well, actually, I lied. I didn't want to sound older. I'm 30 as of July the 7th.
I'm July 28th.
I was born the summer of 42.
Is that right, or am I lying?
I'm lying.
Summer of 44, Mr. Moore, right.
Oh, excuse me, George.
I was born the summer of...
I didn't ask you, George.
Well, I don't care what you ask.
I don't care either.
I just wanted to call.
That's all right, George. I didn't want to hear that, George.
You don't want to hear that on the record.
What were you going to ask, George?
What was I going to ask?
Yes.
Weren't you the same disc jockey that used to have a Four Seasons theme on WKBW in Buffalo, New York?
Yeah, we've been playing it all night, George. Please don't remind me that I'm older than you.
Well, I just want to know from our...
I mean, 24 is pretty over the hill.
I want to tell you that I remember you when you were in Buffalo, and I thought you were great then. I thought you one of America's top rock jocks. In fact, I didn't listen to Cousin Brucie on ABC. I went and DX'd over to KBW in Buffalo and listened to you here in New York just because you were that good. I don't listen to KBW anymore because Joey Reynolds is not there. How about that?
Well, this is a wonderful testimonial. You're going to sound like we paid you for it.
Huh?
What's your address so we can mail the check?
Is it tax deductible?
Oh, isn't it? Listen, this station will give you a Blue Cross card.
Yeah?
Yeah. With a real Blue Cross.
How about the Black and Blues?
I should say that. This is a heck of a place. Actually, I must tell you the truth, ladies and gentlemen listening. This is Joey Reynolds for Wolfman Jack on WNBC 66 in New York. In case you wonder where we are, we're starting to sound like Barry Gray. Old. But I want to tell you that, ladies and gentlemen, here on WNBC tonight, I have to tell you something and make a confession. I've worked at a lot of stations, and for all the stations I've ever worked at in my entire career, and they range from Buffalo to Detroit to Philadelphia, Miami, Syracuse, Hartford, Flint, Michigan, Ashland, Ohio, Wheeling, West Virginia, Wheeling by God, West Virginia, and I've worked in, this kid has been in every market. Except I worked in Los Angeles. I'm sorry?
How about the supermarket?
I have been at... Listen, we're not going to get into that because I'm going to tell you what I did at one of your local supermarkets yesterday. I put an estimate... I got an estimate on a lamb chop, and I put two pork chops on Wilco. Your prices are outrageous here. We don't have that in the West Coast. What I was getting at is of all the stations I've worked for, George, WNBC is the best guys of all the places I've ever been at.
Well, that's good to hear, and I just want to say in all sincerity, Joey, it's great to have you back, and it's great to be listening to you again, because, as I said 7 years ago, I think it was 7 years ago, correct me if I'm wrong, I remember listening to you in Buffalo, and I always wondered where Joey Reynolds went.
Well, Judy Garland and I committed suicide together.
Well, I put my radio on about 15 minutes ago, and I thought I recognized your voice. Your voice seems to have changed.
Well, I'm back. This is a new life now, see.
A new life?
Yeah, I committed suicide, and now I come back, and see, this is my karma.
Well, this is the greatest town in the country, in my opinion, and it's good to have
a... No, it ain't. This is karma. New karma.
You've come back to life, huh?
No, this is my next life, being punished.
Well, listen, send the $300 talent fee that you bribed me with all this testimonial in your honor. Just send it to my address, huh?
You know, after all of this, and with your brightness and your intelligentsia, you still haven't lost your New York accent.
I don't have a New York accent.
See, you don't think you do.
No, I don't.
You do not sound like you are from the Virgin Islands.
I didn't say New York, did I? I said New York.
New York is not one of the Virgin Islands. Because we've all been had. Uh-oh, let's have it here now from their very bottoms, the Four Tops. Oh, Joey Reynolds for Wolfman Jack tonight. And at 66 on WNBC, that is not our temperature. That's where we're located on the dial. Wolfman Jack is out sick tonight, of you people. And he'll be back tomorrow for sure. I just wanted to do something for you tonight that I had not done before. And somebody called and reminded me of my past and how old I am and the good old days of radio, like the 60s. Marv Albert here, used to be in Syracuse on WOLF, is standing in front of me. Of course, now he's a big NBC sportsman, you know. And he's the Howard Cosell of this network. No, he's not. I shouldn't say that at all. Marv's nice. Howard Cosell, I got to tell you a story what I did with him once. During the Johansson-Patterson fight, I was assigned to Howard Cosell in Miami. Because we were a non-union station, I had to do all of the taping for him for the week at the training camp in Palm Beach, rather, and Patterson at the time. So we went to Miami together, where we worked on a radio station called Whammy, W-A-M-E, Whammy in Miami, and it was an ABC station, you know. You know what ABC is, a legal department. So there we were. I worked for them, too, folks, in Detroit, and I know their operation. Some night. Now, I've been accused of blowing their tower down or something, but... with Howard Cosell, he drove me crazy for a whole week, saying, "Joey, timing is of the essence. You got to watch your timing, Joey. That makes me the success I am. That's what gave me the fortitude to hire Chris Schenkel and put up with him. That's what gave me all of this that I have. Joey, timing." And he went on and on and on. This is a whole week of ranting and raving with Howard Cosell, speaking of sports. And there I was at the end of the week, frazzled nerves on the way to the airport as Howard was poking me in the rear end, saying, "Hurry, Joey, it's timing. We've got to make that plane, Joey, it's timing." Get to the airport, goes up to the United counter and says, "I'm Howard Cosell, ABC News." "I'm sorry, we're all booked, sir."
I'm Howard Cosell, head of ABC Sports.
We'll put you on the waiting list, sir.
Don't you understand? I'm Howard Cosell, speaking of sports.
We just took you off the standby list, sir. And he ran over to the Eastern Counter, the same routine. And finally, we got him on a flight. Thank God. And he got out of town. I waved bye-bye. And you know what? He left his Vicuna coat in my car and called a couple of days later and said,
Joey, this is Howard. I left my coat in your car.
And I said, that's right, and I'm keeping it.
Joey, it's my coat. Send it back to me.
I said, timing, Howard. It's timing.
Let's do play the next number one song in the country. Ladies and gentlemen, she's back on the charts again on her own. That's a fabulous record. That grows on you. It's 12 before 12 o'clock, Joey Reynolds Show. And, of course, the very first record for the Supremes was not Where Did Our Love Go? The very first record was something that calls Let the Sun Shine, Shine in Your Light or Love Light of Your Something or Other on Your Vandella, Martha. I forgot the title. But anyway, their very first record was not Where Did Our Love Go? But they did steal that entire effect from the Four Seasons, who had... And then there was
Big Old Town Cry.
And then there was when they stole it. They kept their feet stomping. And Diana Ross was groaning.
Go right.
WNBC News. And this was the first day of the new daylight saving time hours for school kids here in the East and across the country. And it seems some guys never learn, or else don't want to. 1 year ago this month, Albert Hollander of the Bronx went to jail for a couple of weeks and paid a fine after pleading guilty to making false advertising claims. He reportedly sold merchandise supposedly made for and to aid the blind, but pocketed most of the money himself. Now Hollander is in new trouble. The state attorney general says Hollander used the same technique in making sales pitches in the Poughkeepsie area, only this time selling products at inflated prices to help mentally retarded children. More than 100 complaints have already come in.
You know, in life you have to realize your wrongs before you can make them right. So I'd like to throw a few questions at you, and if this sounds like you, brother or sister, think about it.
Gladys, don't make you feel guilty.
All right, a Wolfman Jack show.
I can't do that tonight. I'm not in voice for it. I could do it the other morning, you know, when I just woke up. I sat in for Don Imus on Saturday morning, and I must tell you, that was one of the big thrills of my life. Do you know I'd never met Don Imus? I have never met him, nor have I ever heard him on the air. And I tried this morning. Lord knows I tried. I tried to get up this morning, and I just couldn't because I drove in from Connecticut last night. You know where that is. And I want to salute a school today where they showed a film about Wolfman Jack and Don Imus, the Governor Livingston Regional High School, and the kids were calling in tonight.
They said you were going to say hello to our principal, Peter Festanti.
Hi, Pete.
And the student...
Hi, Pete from the Wolfman. Now the voice is coming. All right, let's get it. Now we'll get it together. Come on, where's that voice?
Hi.
Oh, I've been looking for you for years, dear. You understand what I mean?
You got that long, dark hair hanging down your back and with that chain around your neck. Ah, is that you?
Hello.
Todd Rundgren is from local. He's from just outside of Philadelphia, actually, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and he was with a group called Naz. He's the guy who produced the current LPs for Grand Funk and our very own New York Dolls. I'm sure you've heard Hello, It's Me. That's a song you heard a couple of minutes ago, and that comes from an album called Something, Anything, which happens to include a tune about
Wolfman Jack.
Oh, I love it. I love it. His latest album is called A Wizard, A True Star, and it's music for the free flying soul. You got some of that there? Play some of that. Something, Anything? That's the way it's written, man. A specially priced two record set and a Wizard, A True Star, a very special one record set from Bearsville. That's the label, friends, not the city. Todd Rundgren's albums are available at all King Carol record stores for only $4.69.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Gonna do it to it tonight, WNBC. Remember, there's an N in our letters. We're saluting on the Wolfman Jack Show on NBC tonight Our Lady of Livingston Regional High School, Sister Mary Festanti, the principal over there.
They're going to have a play in March. They're going to have a play Oklahoma, you know.
An art contest is coming Wednesday. We know lots of stuff about the school. We researched it today.
That's tumbling dice by the Stones. The Rolling Uglies.
A bit of crap here.
Only two before 9 o'clock. Ever play that game?
Well, of course, being in California, you can't help but go to Las Vegas, which is close by, you know.
I made it over.
I actually do go to Las Vegas. I must tell you, most people from Los Angeles do. They love to go there on weekends, especially. Well, whenever they get time off, and I don't go there. I'm a poor loser.
Yeah, I was a poor loser when I first came here to New York, and I've been here now since New Year's Eve.
I came here to visit Wolfman Jack, and here I is, friends, doing his show tonight while he's out. And I'm going to be on again tomorrow afternoon. And what happened was I caught a cold while I was in New York, and I took 2 Dristan today. So if I sound a little different than I did on Saturday morning, it's only because I'm falling asleep on the job. You don't mind, do you? Oh, that stuff makes you tired. I'm getting so tired, I'm going to play a country record. Here's Charlie Price. Charlie Rich. He is now.
If you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world,
she's Swedish girl, you know. She's kind of a smorgasbord. It's 20 minutes before 9 on WNBC Radio 66. And the Grassroots had a hit song called Sooner or Later. Was it about 4 years ago? Take a breath, Joey. Here's a Wolfman rap. Yes, Charlie Rich is 170-pound red.
Sooner or later, love is gonna get you.
I guess I haven't lost that charm because I had two marriage proposals on the phone tonight, a couple of gals. You just want my record hop money, that's all. We don't do record hops anymore. They used to do them. In New York City, they were never as big as they were around the country in other cities because it's, we were more mobile in other cities. And in New York, it's very difficult to get to the schools like Governor Livingston Regional High School, which I refer to as Our Lady of Livingston Regional High. And one of the kids just called and got very angry. Terry Clifford is a student council president, and their sports team is the Highlanders, you know, and their soccer team is the county champs. So they've got quite a lot of things going for them. The school paper is known as the Highlander. Isn't that nice? The editor is John Gross, and he isn't. This is a tremendous school, though, and on January 18th and 19th at Bloomfield High School, there'll be a live oldies concert performed by a band of seven faculty members, and they're going to raise scholarship money. I remember playing basketball with faculty members 1 year, and the embarrassing thing was we lost.
You can buy yourself a big sports car, but that's...
Wilson's favorite record here, Olivia Newton-John. I think he's in love with the name. She sounds formal. Quarter of nine on NBC with Joey for The Wolf. I would still be stuck here if it weren't for Sam Hall because my car was towed on New Year's Eve and he got me out of it.
Well, one of the great non-fiction, non-writers of the decade is back in New York City now, Clifford Irving, who has done time for about a year and a half at the Federal Pen in Danbury, Connecticut, for the epic Howard Hughes autobiography hoax, was paroled over the weekend, sprung much to his surprise.
Being out is almost unreal to me. There's a feeling of total disorientation because I was only told at 8:30 Friday morning that I could go, and I had to be out at 9:30. And it was, in a sense, it's the best way to go, because then you have no fear and paranoia before you get out. But it's totally upsetting. And I walked around the city in a kind of a daze for the first day or two.
Irvin's wife, Edith, is still in a Swiss jail awaiting a trial for her part in the hoax. His two youngsters are being cared for elsewhere, and Irving will have to put up for now at the Manhattan halfway house.
I'm broke. I need a job in the sense of a publisher. I need a place to stay for my family. So I am eminently eligible for the community treatment center like this.
Paper back, right?
Said the Beatles would never make it in 1964 on the air.
I just heard it. 949 WNBC with Joey for Wolfman. Hey! Olé!
Your AMC dealers got the... Come in today. Meet the unbeatable combination. 74 Matador backed by the AMC Buyer Protection Plan.
See your AMC dealer where you get a good deal and a good deal more. Yeah. Remember Scott's O on the Scott's O show? See your AMC dealer where you get a good deal and a good deal more.
I find out why they do those flamenco dances in Spain, you know. Like they kill the cockroaches that way.
Well, the show's almost over. And the heavens will soon reclaim their dazzling superstar, Kohoten. City will keep its superstar, WNBC, Superstar Radio 66.
Oh, those are the odds, 6-6. We'll make it till midnight tonight. Hey, what's this? This is another record. Just ahead of Much More Me, Joey Reynolds will be giving away some more Boss Jocks. Savage. Sounds like the Comet. The cleanser, not the one that's up in the sky.
What is it? I don't even know. Oh, that's Barry White.
No, he ain't.
Girl, I just can't live without you. I'm never ever gonna quit, cause quitting just ain't my thing.
Wolfman Jack Show, Joey Reynolds formed, and I will be on during traffic time tomorrow. Incidentally, here's an early traffic report. Heroin 22, marijuana 12. I thought I'd throw that in. Should have thrown it out. For the Wolfman, it's 9 o'clock. We're right back with freeze-dried karma.
NBC Radio News, this is Don Doak. Three more of the Watergate burglars are getting out of jail. Freeze News.
Mistake about it. I'm not here to get my rocks and roll off. I'm here at NBC strictly for the money.
Joey, Joey Reynolds Show.
What a show.
Yes, coming to you live from New York, the home of Mayor Abel Levine, former Mayor John Lindsay, and the fifth Beatle, former Mayor Wagner. A lot of people heard me on Saturday morning and they wonder why this show is different tonight. Because the program director had a chance to hear it. We reviewed it this afternoon. I like that NBC money they're giving me. A lot of people want to know if I'm going to be around full time. Like Alcoholics Anonymous, we take it a show at a time. I'll be around tomorrow afternoon for a wheelbarrow full of money. I want you to know I'm not mercenary.
I am here for the money.
I am here for the money. Don't you like this nifty little theme song? It was recorded in 1966 by the Four Seasons in London, the London Symphony Orchestra, the Prince Albert Hall. Seriously, it was. Listen to it. They did this for money, you know. That's the only reason.
You wonder why I haven't been around the last few years. Tell you the truth, I've been away in California. I was making big money. About a quarter of an inch too big.
I was at Leavenworth. I was a Jewish prison, not Leavenworth. Let there be music! Yes! For the Wolfman! Fly, he's slick, and the family's stoned. It's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Speaking of stoned, here is Heron. Are you ready? And everybody's been asking for this record tonight because they want to be
left alone.
And speaking of that, I'm the Lone Ranger.
These old roomy restaurants.
All right, let's leave her alone. That's it. Enough is enough now. It's 11 after 9 o'clock. WNBC is at 66 on your dial. And this is a group called Sugar Loaf. Do you remember the Green-Eyed Lady?
Nature.
It's gone up in the ratings, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. 66 on the dial, 915, and up your ratings from Joey Reynolds and Wolfman Jack tonight.
WNBC Energy Alert.
All right, now.
Now, another in a continuing series of energy-saving tips to help you in today's energy shortage.
Say here, do not heat your garbage, or do not heat your garage. I see it is far less expensive, too. But a good battery, which will start your car during severely cold weather, they tell you now, you know, Nixon tells you to just start the car and take off. I mean, there's no warmth at all. And on a commercial aircraft. Somebody told me that the Air Force One was following him. A guy at the United counter told me this. And so they used the Air Force One plane anyway to make sure that he was safe. I just thought I'd pass it on to you, friends. Just pass it right on. We'll give you all the diseases we got around here.
Angela Rouse. Hi.
When you brush with Close Up, your friend will get closer to you.
Here's an amazing offer from Close Up, a whole history of rock and roll in one book, The Rock Revolution. So look for details on the shelf where you find Close Up, the toothpaste, you know, that's also a mouthwash. This is the star of Polish Graffiti, Joey Reynolds, for the Wolfman. And this is Al Wilson, going to play a little game that everybody wants. I hope you're having your pajama parties tonight. All right, girls, come on now. Show and tell.
These are the eyes that never knew how to smile.
Show me. Tell me, do you feel the same way? Say it to baby. Oh, show and tell. Just the game I play when I want to play.
Well, I'm a star, so I won't talk to you, but we have a bank of operators on duty here at WNBC if you want to give us a call. I'll give you the telephone number one time so you write this down because I don't want to be giving this all night. You know, I feel like a public servant then, and we know I ain't. Plaza 7-8866, Plaza 7-8866. Mark that down, and that's the number to call if you want to. We don't take dedications here. We take bar mitzvahs, weddings, but no dedications, no bridge openings. Plaza 7-8866 at WNBC, and if you want to talk on the two-way radio, you know, on the Joey Reynolds rap line, well, actually, it's the Wolfman line. He's out tonight, and like a light. Plaza 7-8866 is the telephone number to call. I'll give it to you one more time. Mark this down now, and then you can give me a call.
Hi there, fella. Is there any tourists tonight?
Taking people around, you know, showing them the freak behind the glass cage.
That's a very nice outfit you got on. Go across the street, Radio City Music Hall. I'll hire you.
They got openings over there. I went over there and got some popcorn, brought it to work, freaked everybody out. Plaza 7-8866. You know, I'm new to New York. Yes, we're going to declare war in California a little later on tonight, so stick around for that. And then World War III on NBC is a late movie tonight. I'm talking to a guy from RCA. They're the people who have a speaker with a pig next to it. I didn't say anything about the cops.
I never said anything. Here she is, Alice Cooper.
What a drag it is, these gourmet jeans.
Oh, that's Teenage Lumadness by Alice Cooper. It's on WNBC, where it's at. 66 is where it's at. It's 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. Hello to everybody, or hi to the people in the Poconos tonight. I stayed up there last year when I went on vacation. I went to a Jewish ranch there. I stayed at a place called the Bar Mitzvah.
Hi.
Oh, I've been looking for you for years, dear. You understand me?
You got that long, dark hair hanging down your back, and with that chain around your neck. Ah, is that you?
That's me. Hello, it's me.
That dark hair, I got this Wolfman Jack. And let me tell you about Todd Rundgren. This is the man. This is my main man who produced the current LPs for Grand Funk and our own New York Dolls. You have heard Hello, It's Me, and we're going to be playing it. I want to see your face at the place, and I want to tell you about an album called Something, Anything. Happens to include a tune about little old me, Wolfman Jack. I love it, I love it. And his latest album is called The Wizard, a true star, and it's music for the free-flying soul. Your bad self, by Todd Rundgren, Something, Anything.
for a little Italian kid from Buffalo. A specially priced two-record set and a wizard, a true star.
And I'm a Mexican, baby. I'm a Mexican.
A very special one-record set from Bearsville.
Wolfman wants to lay on this record.
Todd Rundgren's album, no comment. Todd Rundgren's albums are available at all King Carol record stores for $4.69.
$4.69.
Not too expensive. Hey, here's the Doors and Light My Fire on N.
You know that it would be untrue.
Million copies, Jim Morrison's classic, and their very first million sellers, Light My Fire. WNBC, Jordy Reynolds for Wolfman Jack tonight, and that's the Doors.
That's the Doors. Everybody's saying the show's a real turkey. Yeah, I know. Everybody's just gobbling it up all over.
How you doing out there?
Come on, off with the entertainment, on with the food now. Jordy Reynolds for Wolfman Jack on WNBC tonight. All right, friends, we have got it here on the two-way radio. We got a gal on the Jordy Reynolds rap line. Hi.
Hi.
Tell Laura I love her. Laura, isn't that your name?
Yes.
You notice I screen the calls, folks. I don't take any chances. There's an hour and a half delay on this telephone. We want to make sure you don't swear. Where are you from, Laura?
What?
Where are you from?
Brooklyn.
You're from Brooklyn? I have never talked to anybody from Brooklyn. This is my first encounter. I used to live in Brooklyn. I went to school here, you know.
Yeah?
I went to NYU.
Huh.
I studied psychology and radio and television.
Hmm.
And I failed. No, I took an extension course here.
Oh.
My classes were uptown, and I went to school in the village.
Oh, that's it.
That's an extension. And I lived at the St. George Hotel on Clark Street.
Oh.
And then I lived at the Sloan House.
Oh.
And then I committed suicide.
Oh, I see.
Now in this life, I'm paying for it all.
Oh, I see.
Laura, what do you do?
Well, I just flip around. I go to school.
Where do you go to school?
In Brooklyn.
It's going to be one of those mundane conversations. Where do you go to school, Laura? Here we go. I'm going to pull everything out of her.
All right.
Where do you go to school, Laura?
In Greenpoint.
And how old are you?
I'm 12.
And how? You're 12?
Yes.
You're not supposed to have anybody under 30 listening to this station. Demographically, you are incorrect. You are not in our ARB statistics. We do not show you on our CUMS and our quarter-hour average listener breakdown. And believe me, we've had more average listeners breakdown on this station than any other in the nation. That's the American nation. Keep getting this country confused with Brooklyn.
And here come the news. Food prices are up again. So what else is new? Up 1.3% in November in the metropolitan area. Well, the space spectacle of the century is becoming the space disappointment of the decade. Comet Kohoutek, expected to streak a wide trail across the sky after it whipped the sun, is still only a little speck out there and seems to be losing some of its potential magic. Not only for space buffs, astronomers, and portent seekers, but also for wide-eyed kids, such as third graders at PS 59.
That it has some orbits, but it doesn't have orbits like the Earth. I never saw a comet before, and I want to see one.
It won't come back until 75,000 years, about that.
And you can see it like when the sunset goes up or the sunset goes down after a few days. And the best time to see it is around the 14th of January.
So it's going to come back in 100, 1,000, or a million, something around there from 100 to a million years. And I won't be, and I don't think I'll be living there.
Blues, isn't it? The Rolling Uglies, 2,000 light years away from home.
That's where I'm at right now.
It's WNBC Radio 66. We're the leftist station on your AM dial. We're not the most leftist. The most leftist is WMCA. But what is to the rightest is what is leftist. After you have found the finest, which is to the leftist of your dialist at 66.
Baking Company proudly presents Joey Reynolds on the Wolfman. 10 minutes before 10, and I'll get on your case in a minute, Ringo. Look out!
Come on like a dream.
Everybody happy on NBC. NBC. I'll be suing you. Look out! Oh, mine.
That April Stevens Nino Tempo.
That's Ringo, ladies and gentlemen, and you're 16. That's the Drill Bait song on NBC tonight.
66, WNBC,
and we have here on the Joey Reynolds rap line some nostalgia. You know, usually most disc jockeys play oldie records. I'm going to play oldie people. Who are you?
Hi, my name is Marlo Sadi, and I live in Brooklyn.
How old are you, Marlo?
I'm 20.
I see. You're 20 years old.
Yeah.
Are you an ex-Joey Reynolds fan?
Yeah, I used to listen to you...
when I was a kid.
Yeah, in Brooklyn. Also in Queens, you know, on my transistor when you were with WKBW in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's one of my old places.
Yeah.
I got fired there, you know.
And
the only place I haven't been fired from is Cape Kennedy. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, anyway, I remember you, you know, and you know, your old jingles. And
that's where I nailed my shoes to the door when I left the station. I left a note in them. Fill these, baby.
Well, anyway, like, it's really neat to find that that the people that you've listened to, you know, like a couple of years back, you know, in some remote area, you know, finally made it to the New York scene. And
it's like getting President Johnson back.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't like to have...
Someone that you loved and cherished and grew with.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, nice talking to you. Let me move right along to our next oldie, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hiya, hiya.
Hi, how are you?
Who's this?
This is Ken Lowy.
How old are you, Ken?
Oh, I'm 51. No, actually, I'm 16.
You're 16 years old. Where are you from?
Originally from Los Angeles.
Oh, I see. Are you an ex-Joey Reynolds fan?
I listened to you when you were in Philadelphia.
There you go. Name another market. This piggy's been in every market.
The city of brotherly love.
Yeah.
You sure did that town. I was the only one that listened to you, but I enjoyed you while you were on.
I gave everybody that idea, you know, that they were the only one.
Right. Well, the thing was, you were only on for about a year in Philly.
A year in Philly is like 50 in any other city.
That's true, yeah. I lived there for 2 years 1 week.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. It's really been nice hearing all my old material back.
I've got lists of it here. I've got about a book.
Big Wilson is going to be interviewing prostitutes tomorrow. I suggest you give him a call.
Well, that'd be good. I think I will.
He could probably use your book, too. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, one more oldie here. Hi, hiya.
Joey, how are you?
Who's this?
Jim Reynolds from New Haven.
Jim Reynolds, we have the same name.
Yeah, I know, Joey, I know.
I changed mine, you know. It used to be Sam Reynolds.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Remember, everybody talked about your old stations. Answer me a quick question now. You have me on an amplifier for me? I heard you talking to everybody else while I'm holding the phone still.
Oh, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Where are you from?
New Haven.
How old are you?
30
years old. Oh, you're over the hill gang,
over the hill like you. I remember you from WD BRC, the Big Dragon Hartford.
Yeah, well.
Joey, do you still have your old theme song?
Yes, I do. We're playing it all night tonight. You heard it?
I was working, and I got over at 9 o'clock, and I was shocked to find you on the radio. I was happy to hear you Saturday. I was going out of my mind. I didn't believe it.
Oh, you mean
I tried to get through Saturday morning, but I had to go to work and couldn't get to you.
So you got us by accident, huh?
No, I called you deliberately on purpose tonight. I've been trying for half an hour to take us home from work. I'm talking about The Wild Weekend by the Rockin' Rebels.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe I can play that. I don't know if they have a copy around here.
No, you're the version they did for you.
Yeah, I have to... Oh, yeah, I use that as a theme song. I don't have that with me.
Yes, your theme song.
Yeah, we don't use that. You know, I'm trying to go forward. I'm a progressive person. People think I'm older.
That's a fantastic theme song, Joey.
I know, but it's then. You know, it's yesteryear. Who wants to go back? You can never go back. Life can never be the same as it was.
Yeah, I know, but you're the same.
I'm going to, I'm going to share something with you. I've learned that love is a frog.
Okay, one question. When you were out west, did you go with Kenny Griffin, or is Ken still out there?
Well, Kenny Griffin and I were never boyfriends.
Yeah, I know that, but that's, you know.
Did I go with him? What do you mean, did I go with him?
Well, did you go out at the same time that he did?
Gee, we exchanged rings. Watch it there, folks. No, I went with him to California.
Right, he's still out there, I assume.
Yeah, man, that's what he said. Oh, yeah, yes, he's still out there. Kenny has not been offered all that big NBC money.
No, he's gone into this, going to TV commercials and things like this a little bit out there.
No, Kenny, actually, he's a professional tan.
No, it's not a nice way to talk.
No, he doesn't like to work, and he's on a radio station on the West Coast. He's
on the radio on the West Coast.
Semi-retired.
Oh, it's fantastic. Joey is...
All right, now that we have shared both of our lives with the entire audience who couldn't give a damn...
Oh, I think they do. I think they'd like to know more about you.
Well, they will. They're going to find out.
You'd be the weekend man on NBC, I assume.
Am I going to be the weekend man at NBC?
Yeah.
Listen, I've got one of the weakest ends around here.
Look, seriously,
I've got to move right on. I can't answer a question like that.
Great to hear you, Joey.
Take it a day at a time, and as NBC pays me, they bring that wheelbarrow money in, I turn the mic on.
Great to hear you, Joey. Welcome home. And remember, do me a favor after the news. Tell the story about what happened at DRC.
I'll never tell
you. I think it's a funny story.
You mean when I called the mayor of Dunbroad?
No. When you called Mom and what happened was we broke into the station.
When I called my mother, you mean?
Yes.
My mother's like Gracie Allen's folks. She has three hats in the closet at home.
Oh, you're wild,
I'm
Joey.
Sure
you're
she
wild.
Doesn't know who they belong to. The guys must have come over and left in the middle of coffee. She's so crazy.
Welcome home, Joey.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye. All right, I guess we better play some music around here. Otherwise, we'll lose everybody out. Oh, yes. Oh, one more thing. Let me take one more. Hiya. We have an oldie here? Hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Ben.
Where are you from, Ben?
Brooklyn.
And where do you remember me from?
I also remember you from KBW, like the other listener.
I see.
And I remember when you used to play the best music on radio, and that's why you made it a practice always to listen as often as possible.
Well, I think maybe we better do that now.
I sure hope so.
And love is a frog, Ben.
Yeah, I've heard that many times.
Remember, love is a frog, ladies and gentlemen. I'll explain later. I'll explain now, because I've been told I'd better explain it now. I can't keep the audience hanging in there at 66 at NBC. I'll explain it now.
Love. As a frog. The more you try to understand it, the more you try to dissect it. And the more you dissect it, the more you understand it. But in the process, you have killed the subject. Love is a frog.
I wish you a merry charisma. And a Joey to the world.
WNBC.
Present Smoking in the John.
How you doing out there? You ever seen there one of those days where everybody knows that smoking ain't allowed in school?
Or as they say in the business, talk one. Two can live as cheap as one, but not as long. alone again. With Joey.
In a little while from now, naturally,
you and me, and the records make three. I love songs like that. He's one of the best writers around, you know, and he'll have his chance at bat again this year, I'm sure. Just like, what's his name? The guy who did MacArthur Park. Who is it? Richard Harris sang it, but who's the guy who wrote the song again? I forget, but he was a brilliant writer. Mason Williams, right? Isn't that right? And he's another guy that you'll see again. Oh, no, wait, there's another guy. There's a third. Oh, it'll come to me. It's 23 after 6 now on WNBC with Joey Reynolds, where this is the network, you know. And there's a memo today. Interdepartment correspondence, right? And the memo says, tomorrow there will be a memo.
WNBC Energy Alert. Now, another in a continuing series of energy-saving tips to help you in today's energy shortage.
You kids, stay off the phone. That'll help the energy shortage. Oh, keep the condenser coils at the back of the bottom of your refrigerator clean. Dusty or dirty coils cut down on the efficiency of the appliance so that more energy is needed to do the job.
It was born in 1972, grew tremendously in 73. And this Sunday, see for yourself why Newsday is the fastest-growing Sunday newspaper. Newsday. Long Island's own newspaper.
You're listening to the theme from Mission Impossible. And your mission is to watch Mission Impossible weeknights at 7 p.m. on WNEW-TV. If you don't accept this mission, in 5 seconds, this tape won't self-destruct. I will. Mission Impossible weeknights, 7 p.m., Channel 5. Ah, thank goodness.
Why, that's as much fun as putting the White House on 8-track. What do we got over here for the highways? Icy conditions. So they're going to be even worse in about an hour from now. Be very careful tonight. Not to mention the fact there's a lot of drunks on the road. I know, they just left here. Very white on NBC. Right on, right on. From the ugly second floor studios of WNBC in New York, it's Joey Reynolds and Sam Hall with the news. Let's find out what the hall is going on.
Well, Dr. Kissinger is making house calls.
At the foot of the degrees. I'm Sam Hall, WNBC News.
America.
Revive some more of the rock. Alan Freed, rock and roll revival sounds. At the Brooklyn Paramount, and the Fox Theater, and the Palace in just a moment. Scott Skull on the radio with Cousin Brucey. Right here, Cousin Brucey.
Joey, Joey Reynolds Show.
What a show.
What a show. On the Scott Skull Show. Scott Skull playing some of your all-time favorites from the Grooveyard.
Look how this is. Yeah, this is your Aunt Brucey.
I'm gonna get in trouble tonight.
All right, where's Hairface? Wolfman Jack will be here at 7. Oh, the guy who wrote that song I had in question a little while ago, MacArthur Park, and the fella I was speaking of is very talented, is Jim Webb from West Coast. What do we got here tonight? Oh, yeah, we have an envelope we're gonna open to find out whether Joey Reynolds stays or not. The nominations have been made, and I've been given a sealed envelope, which I will open on the air just before we leave. NBC News on the air on the hour. What else? Oh. Told you we have a girl engineer, didn't I? A real live female. A letter in our union. SAG. No, actually, we belong to nobody. Been over this before. There's only two unions. There's before and after.
66 vibrations from WNBC. Now it's time, everybody, to turn your radio on. Kiss it.
I love the girl from across the world.
This is my profession now. This is Joey Reynolds, direct from Rent-A-Mouth, and they hired me here at WNBC for the week, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a Kelly guy. No, seriously, they're going to let me know whether I can stay or not, whether my first week's work has been really well received or not, and I'm going to open the envelope at 7 o'clock. Well, not at 7, before that. Just before Joe Garagiola opens his mouth, I will open the envelope.
After a morning of putting up with your boss, having to work through your coffee...
Airchecks.com.